Welcome to The Beacon, part of the No Fluff Collection. Let's talk about a company called Flock Safety, a company selling a promise. Install cameras, feed them to an algorithm, and we'll all live in a crime-free America in 10 years. Because the system they built isn't just cameras, it's a surveillance mesh. Maybe with audio, maybe with video, maybe just plate readers. Depends on the contract, depends on the version, depends on who's setting it up. They expect to eliminate crime by observing the movements of everyone. What an idiotic premise, that observation by itself will eliminate anything. Flock sells the idea of instant safety, but behind the pitch is an uncertainty they don't emphasize. Some of their devices are strictly ALPR, or automated license plate readers, still images, plate numbers, timestamp, location. That's the safety pitch most municipalities purchase. But reporting in 2025 revealed that Flock also uses gig workers overseas to annotate video and audio from some cameras, license plates, car details, even identifying people by clothing and tagging audio cues like gunshot, screaming, or car wreck. Which raises a simple question. If you can't know for sure whether the camera is a plate only or full surveillance, who are you to assume otherwise? When information is mixed, the safe bet from a vigilant standpoint is to assume every camera is recording audio, video, everything. Because if you assume every Flock camera is full service, audio plus video plus ALPR, every public street, every neighborhood, every driveway becomes a sensor node in a giant private database. If you decide you want a Kit Kat at 11 p.m. and the only place open is the corner convenience store, you walk down your street and you could be caught by multiple cameras before you even get to the store. All of a sudden, an illicit activity was discovered in the same area. And there you are, suspicious simply because you couldn't fight off the craving for chocolate. Imagine saying something like, "I'm going to tear into you when I get my hands on you." Obviously meaning the luscious wafers, but recorded without your knowledge. This isn't a traffic camera watching speed. It's a memory system watching and possibly listening to you. And when that system is owned by a private company, funded by venture capital with no public records transparency, it means your movements, every car, every footstep, becomes data that belongs to not you, but them. Okay, what can you do? Educate yourself. I did not realize how pervasive these cameras had become. I live in a very rural area, and there are 7 within a couple of miles of my house. If you want to see where these cameras might be or just help track them, check it out at dflock.me. There will be a link in the description. It is a crowdsourced map and information hub for public records of Flock camera locations across the U.S. Use it. Document what you see. Share it. Keep the information public, not private. There will be links included in the description. One is for the dflock and another is for images to help identify these cameras. Because the only antidote to mass surveillance is transparency and awareness. Remember, always assume you're being recorded, either by some TikToker obsessed with likes or your local government keeping you safe. I don't like fear-mongering. I like clarity. The clarity here is when a private company offers you safety, but has the infrastructure, incentives, and documented examples of full surveillance, you don't get to pick and choose. You assume the worst. You act accordingly. One final point I have is what happens when they get bought out by a different company? What happens to this massive amount of data then? You treat every camera as if you're being recorded. Because at scale, that's a smart bet. How much are we willing to give up for security? I'm afraid that many are satisfied to give up everything. Thank you for listening to The Beacon, presented by the No Fluff Collection.